John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I was waiting for them to do the bug and roll part again.
Yeah, they everybody never did was.
It. Everyone's waiting for them to say bug and roll. They didn't say it. It's the Talking Yanks pregame show. First series against the Houston Astros. Yankees are winning games. Are they for real? They got a real team coming into town to put it to the test. It's a good matchup here on the pregame show. Jake will introduce himself soon. You can't see him right now. This is a screen that Zach put together in the meantime. And we're going to do the lineups, what to watch for, is pitching path to victory, homer draft, over under, and premonitions. Now, Zach, if you could cut to the live shot of Jake, this is kind of like the Ocean's 11 casino tape that we recorded. And three, two, one.
And cut.
Okay. Jake, how you doing?
James, Zach, Patreon Sam lurking the chat. Excited for everyone. Big day. First series everyone's had circled for a long time. And May the 4th be with us today. Can you believe that? Excited, man. James, we get caught up in the work side of this sometimes. And, you know, we had a lot of fun stuff go on today. We had a banana bread delivery from Nolan's, our guys. You know, we did our first sharp stats in a while. That was a blast.
It was a blast. It was a 9.75 episode.
Easily.
Today. And people are saying that, you know,
that's conservative.
Yeah, people are saying good rating.
And then, you know, as the day has trickled in, we've had, you know, different people come into the office. And, you know, everything has its own little tidbit. You see CeCe post the old picture of Yoda. And you're like, oh my God, was a starting pitcher in our rotation giving out Yoda bobbleheads on May the 4th? That was pretty wild. We kind of overlooked how nuts that was.
CeCe likes getting dressed up.
Oh, sure. But, I mean, still, think about the Yankees and everything tied to it. And CeCe Sabathia was outside the stadium dressed up as Yoda handing out bobbleheads. I mean, that will never be seen again. And then we have... You know, different Yankee fans leak in, and it's like, hey, what if there's up and in pitches? Oh, this could be good baseball. And the internet is always the internet, so it's a lot going on to the point where we just shared an energy drink.
I haven't had any yet.
Well, we shared it. We still shared it. We still divvied it. To the point where, you know, 4:30, want to turn up a little bit, want to be on point for this game. A lot of action. Excited to see the energy in the crowd tonight. And hopefully see some real good baseball, man.
That's what I'm hoping for. Nice, good, clean game. I think Astros are 7-3 in their last 10. Yankees are 7-3 in their last 10. Two teams coming in. Looking good. Is that correct? Yes. Both are 7-10. 7-3 in their last 10. Greinke versus Herman. Two guys whose last names start with G. So a lot of people have been talking about that.
But they make different noises.
Of course.
I wouldn't say of course.
Of course. Do you know why the Amish speak Pennsylvania Dutch, even though they're German?
Do I want to know why?
No, didn't ask that.
I think you said that.
I said, do you know why?
I think you said, do you want to know why?
No, didn't.
And I don't want to know why.
Okay. Zach, do you want to know why?
you know, it's just one of those things that it's important to remind people, like, we work, you know? Who is that what you're talking about with the Pennsylvania Dutch?
Who's FaceTiming you? Oh, Trevor. What's up, Trevor? We're doing the pregame
show
right now.
Sorry, we're working. So
wow.
We'll talk to you later.
You got a baguette in your other hand?
Jake wasn't being such an asshole.
You're live right now.
I'm going to show you these new shoes I got.
Oh, well, we don't care. We're working. We'll see you later.
Wow, that was
Sorry about that.
Trevor Plouffe wearing
He's going to be actually mad about that, probably.
Text him and say.
Frenchman Trevor Plouffe.
Text him and say.
Hasn't been a part of the rivalry.
Say it was just a bit, dude. Text him and say that.
Tell him sorry Zach hung up on you.
Yeah, yeah. What was I saying, dude? I was saying something really cool about the Pennsylvania Dutch.
Nobody cared.
Oh, okay. Because Germany wasn't like a thing then. And Deutsch just got changed to Dutch. So, you know, you ask a World War II soldier who they were fighting, they say the Dutch. They talk about Germans.
And it looks like LeMahieu's standing up top. What else?
Yeah, LeMahieu's leading off. Stan's batting second. Judge is batting third. Gio the God Urshela is your cleanup hitter. Gleyber Torres behind him batting fifth. Clint Frazier slides up to the sixth hole or seven hole or six hole.
Believe in yourself.
Aaron Hicks drops down to the seven hole. Higashioka in the eighth hole. And Odor batting ninth. Now, I just tweeted out some Jimmy Lytics about this lineup.
Mm-hmm.
This is the fifth time this season we've had those nine guys play, which is the most out of any combination of nine guys. The next highest is three. So that's something. This is the first time we've had this combination of nine guys in this order. So there you go. There's some lineup stats.
First time we've seen this lineup. But we were all around it on the episode earlier.
Yeah, Clint and Hicks switched. That's the difference. We've seen it with Hicks batting six and Clint seven three times. Something like that. Yeah.
What do you think?
I like it. This is the lineup. This is the nine guys we did on the episode earlier. This is the nine guys we thought were going to be out there. This is our best nine right now. And I like Gio. I was worried, 20% worried they might do Odor behind Judge because he's a lefty versus a righty pitcher. They didn't. So I like Gio protecting Judge. And yeah, I mean, it's looking better. Everyone's starting to come around. So interested in the bottom there with Clint Hicks. Odor, and I like Higgy in between them. But I like it. I mean, you got to be happy with it as well, right?
Yeah, we were on this for the most part. I'm fine with the Hicks-Frazier spot. They're hoping Clint is getting hot. He's shown he gets hot in a hurry when he does. Lefty Hicks still needing to prove it. So, yeah, you know, we normally... They've shown they appreciate the balance at times, so that's kind of why Hicks is usually a spot... up or so, but fine with it. And Grinke this year, his splits. Righties actually have a slightly higher OPS. Over his career, it's not a giant split. So they're going to roll with it. They're going to roll with their you know, best punches in the top six, minus Higgy. But, yeah, like this lineup.
Five. I'm going to do math real quick.
Sure.
Five plus 28 is 33.
Mm-hmm.
Divided by 23. Granke allows 1.5 runners an inning this season. He hasn't been having the greatest of starts. He's had some good starts, but in his last four starts, he's allowed 28 hits over 23 innings. So he's been getting got.
They got whip as a stat. You can use that.
No, because that does it per nine, and I don't like that.
It's walks and hit per inning.
Walks and hits per inning. Oh.
Yeah.
What's his whip? But that was the last four games.
That was the last four games. Okay.
Yeah, he started the season good.
Okay.
His last four games, he's been letting a lot of base runners on.
Gotcha.
Like he did 10 hits and three walks and then 10 hits and then four hits and two walks.
Okay. So recently he's been getting knocked around a little bit.
Yeah, he's been putting
still
runners on base.
Still having a solid start to the year, but runners on the bases. Okay.
Which I like.
Let's get a hit. Domingo Germán pitching for the Yanks, Jim.
I like Germán. If anyone like doesn't remember how fun Granke is to watch, he's the most one of the top pitchers to watch pitch in baseball right now. He throws a changeup, which is the same Basically the same as his fastball. Sometimes his changeup's faster than his fastball. It's wild. Those are the two pitches he throws a lot. His four-seam fastball's even getting banged up a lot this season, which is interesting. Yeah, and then Herman, I don't know. I don't want Herman to hit someone. That's like my biggest thought with Herman. Like,
okay.
Like, you know, a lot of people are begging for the Yankees to retaliate and throw at someone, and I don't think it should be Herman.
Okay.
I don't think it should be anyone. I think we should just try to win the game, and that's the biggest statement. But
yeah, I do think there's a little bit of, you know, Herman's kind of been on everyone's shit list, and rightfully so to a degree, that, you know, I could see this as a window for him thinking he could win a lot of Yankee fans back that way. And, yeah, we honestly do not hope it goes that way because, I don't know, man. I mean, the stadium's going to be rowdy. Both these teams are on edge, you know, and hey, like, think about who's talking about this. Like, if craziness does ensue this series, I mean, that's probably, like, good for our company, but we're kind of rooting against that. Like, let's beat these dudes on the field. Like, let's have a big series, man.
The A's talk so much trash, and then they lost, like, 10 games in a row.
Right.
And it's embarrassing. So I didn't really
talk trash, though.
No, but I'm saying I don't want them to. I don't want the pregame press, the quotes. Right. I don't want Herman throwing at someone. All I want is good, clean baseball and win some games. Fans can boo and be really loud.
I'm okay if there's pregame quotes and the Yankees win. That's fun.
Yeah.
If you don't, that's an awful look.
Everything comes down to that. So do you want to do – there's a good amount of Yankees that have good numbers off of Greinke, which is fun. Torres has good numbers. Stanton has good numbers. Or Stanton has good slugging. Not great batting average. And then DJ has good numbers. And Gio. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, if you didn't know what Jimmer was saying before, I mean, Greinke's going to have change-ups tonight that are faster than his fastball at times. He's going to have potentially curveballs, dip into the low six, maybe one in the fives. It's a form of artistry when it's right. Interested to see how he looks coming off of a couple mad ones. And yeah, like you said, I mean, DJ LeMahieu has 58 career at bats against Zach Greinke regular season. So yeah, everyone has seen him except Clinton Higgy.
Cliggy,
as everyone knows him in the dugout.
Besides the pitching, do you have a what to watch for?
Well, what I'd watch for is the Houston lineup: Altuve, Brantley, Bregman, Alvarez, Gurriel, Correa, Tucker, Straw, and Maldonado. Yuli Gurriel with good numbers off Domingo Herman, 4-for-6. Watch out for that. Brantley with a 2-for-4. Maldonado, 2-for-5. So that's a little what to watch for on that side of the baseball. Man, my what to watch for, and I alluded to this on the episode today, the Yanks just need to be clean early. I know that sounds kind of dumb, but I genuinely think the atmosphere for this game, the crowd has been, and the people that are going to this game have been waiting for this game for a long time. These players haven't played in a stadium that's going to be as loud as it is tonight in, you know, 2+ years, or however the measurement goes. 2 years? I don't know. Not a math pod. It's going to be intense. The players are going to feel it, and they feed off crowd energy. They really do. I mean, we saw that coming off of last year. It's just a different world, even with a small amount of fans in the stands. I think the amount of fans got boosted up, too, right? Didn't we go from 10% to 33% or something like that?
20 to 33.
Did something
that happen
like that
officially?
I think that's mid-May.
That's mid-May. Okay, yeah. So that didn't happen yet. But either way, the fans are going to be rowdy. That as long as the Yankees are in this game, and if Greinke is letting runners on base, the crowd's going to get loud. The guys are going to feel it. I think the atmosphere is good. If they can stay in this game and not have the costly error or give them the extra at bat, I truly do think through the first few innings of this game, like, it's one of the few days in baseball that I think a crowd and atmosphere can help the home team in this game. So I'm excited for that. Play clean early. Let the game kind of go. And I think the Yankees will have a chance, which that's all you ask for in sports. They'll have more than a chance.
And it's all you ask for in life.
Yeah. In life, you ask for a chance.
I'd like a chance.
Play clean early.
Play clean early. A question you posed, what's the actual math on the last time they faced each other? I'm a mathematician, as I did it. 563 days divided by 365 is 1.5, so it's a year and a half.
1.5. Cool.
So 1.54265753 42.
Ruckus exact. Crowd.
Be loud.
Most ruckus crowd the Yankees have played in first of the days.
I'd like to win with our best guys. So my what to watch for is going to be the 1-2-3. I think what you're I'm guessing or not thinking or projecting or whatever that when you say like clean, you mean like pitching and defense, like that's what pops to my head. First inning, base runner or like hard hit balls from those three. Stanton and Judge, you go back 20 days now, they both have OPSs that start with 1. I'd like to not You know, I wouldn't mind if they win 2-0 and it's a 2-run shot by Odor, but I that would mean that the big bats fell silent, and I just like to keep those guys going. Mm. So I'd like first or second time DJ Stanton Judge, something gets done.
A little action there.
Little action, first or second time out of the top three.
Okay.
Or even go 2-3-4 with Gio, but I'd like to win with Stanton and Judge being very much a part of it offensively. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you don't want to walk away from this game and it's 4-2 and Higgy had a 3-run homer. Is that what you're saying?
I'd be fine with it, but then if like Judge and Stanton are like combined 0-10 and like they got the best of those guys, like I want those guys to be like rocking.
Okay. Yeah. No. And that'll feed into the crowd a little more if those guys are doing usual.
Yes, that's kind of where my head was at. Like, I think Dak gets the biggest accordion effect. In some Yankeeography, Jim Leyritz triple, someone in the Yankeeography, when they talk about that triple, says that the stadium sounded like an accordion, which is what I was just referencing, which no one understood.
I knew.
Okay. Jake knew. Did you know, Zach?
I didn't know the accordion line. Until just that. I knew what you were going for, but I didn't know where you got that from.
Okay, cool. Right. And you're a musician.
Right.
You ever played the accordion?
Never tried.
You think Jake would be able to do it?
He can make sounds, I think.
Oh!
Not bad!
That's awesome. Good for you, man. Pitching path of victory. Whole bullpen's rested, so it's kind of easy. It's Herman. I mean, Wilson's out and O'Day's out and Wilson, I think, gets dropped. I think it's, you know, you have Chappie for the ninth, you have Chad, and then you have Loaisiga. And if you need someone before Loaisiga, I think it's Litke. I think that's the path right there.
Yeah.
If Herman has awful game and comes out really early, you have King.
Do you think they'll treat this a little more like a real game? And if Herman's in trouble, 82 pitches, 4.1 innings, runners on first and second, do you think they'll go to Litke, like, instead of letting him pitch through it? Because I do think what's in back of the Yankees' heads, because we know how they think to a degree, they think in series. Mm-hmm. And they have Gerrit Cole pitching game 3.
Yeah.
So I do think they'd be willing to, you know, if Herman's in some trouble, it's the middle of the fifth inning, top 5, they're up 4-2, mm-hmm. and there's runners on, I think they'll have an earlier hook on Herman than they would in a normal regular season game. Because I think they want to win one before Cole Day. Like, that's how their brain is working.
I think they'll have a normal hook on Herman in regular season game as well. They've kind of had an early hook on a lot of guys earlier in that scenario that you laid out.
Herman's last 2 starts, 6 innings and 7 innings.
But he's looked great. He's pitched against 2, Orioles and Tigers?
Cleveland and Baltimore.
Cleveland and Baltimore? Okay. I don't know. I'm interested. Yeah. I think everyone wants them to to do the pitching like it's a playoff game, because that's kind of like what the atmosphere everyone's hoping for.
I wouldn't say playoff game.
Real straight up game.
Win a game.
Yeah. And then you might see Littke come in, you know?
Yeah. I think so.
If Herman gets banged around and he's in the third, then you might see King come in. And then if King comes in there, you might see them ride him for a while, like he did the last time he came in for Herman, even though that was in a losing effort. But I think the pitching path to victory is Herman, then like Littke ends an inning, and then you go Loaisiga, Chad, Chapman.
Yeah, and you know, we always love a lane here. I wonder if Domingo goes through twice plus Altuve.
Then you bring Littke in.
Brantley, Bregman, Yordan Alvarez.
For Littke? That's their 2-3-4.
Two lefties. And that was Litke's specialty before he's evolving into what he is now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be interested to see that. And it all, obviously, a lot of moving parts. It depends how Herman looks. If it's a 4-0 game and Herman looks great, you're going to let him ride.
But obviously, we're not Astros fans.
Yet.
I haven't been watching their games. I'm interested to see that they haven't been hitting a lot of home runs. In their last 9 games, the last 9 days, they only have 3 home runs as a team. If you go to 7, it's 2. But they have a lot of extra base hits. They've been hitting the ball. And it's been really balanced. Like, they haven't been relying on one dude more than the other. Straw, Correa, Brantley, Alvarez all have, like, just a .280 batting average or higher in their last week. But they haven't been hitting a lot of home runs. Yankee Stadium might cure that for them.
Yeah, and I mean,
hopefully not.
Right now, the 2-3-4-5-6, 2-6 for them, everyone's hitting .283 or up, which you're not seeing around baseball, right?
No, they're all hitting. They just didn't hit any home runs the last 2 series, I guess. I don't know why. Maybe they weren't trying to. Jake?
Yeah.
Okay. Did the what to watch for us. We did the lineup. We did the pitching path of victory, and now it's time for
Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft.
99 Luft Balloons.
Yeah, so back in like the 1780s, they'd be like, that's a Dutch song. If you were to ask them. If someone got pickled for 200 years, woke up, heard that, they'd be like, that's Dutch. And be like, no, that's German. And be like, German, what's that? Like the Hessians, they'd be like, the Germans. I go first in the Homer draft.
Yes.
I won last series.
Yes.
I'm up 9-3 on the season.
Judgment day.
I'm up 5-1 in the series. You know what? I am going. Oh, do I do it? Do I do it? Do I do it?
Oh.
To the what? I'm going to take Stanton.
Okay. Giancarlo. Giancarlo Nosompuelo. It's a good pick.
Thanks, man.
It's a good pick. Power hitter. It's a homer off Greinke. That is key. I think what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
That thing you do.
Are you worried about your homer draft at all?
No, man, I'm like the Yankees. I didn't take April seriously. But that's what the rest of the season's for.
Jake hasn't predicted a homer in the last 9 games.
And in April. Got my COVID shot, just like the team.
Okay.
It's a lot of games, man. I will win the homer draft. And that's why I'm taking the corner outfielders today. Aaron Judge and Clint Frazier.
Nice. Judge is a great pick, obviously.
Sure.
Now, if I wasn't to take Stanton, would you have taken Judge Stanton?
It would depend who you took.
If I didn't take Judge or Stanton, would you have taken both of them?
Probably not.
You wouldn't have doubled up?
No.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's your final pick, Jim?
I'm pretty torn here. I want to go one guy. Playing the game a little.
Sure.
But I don't think I like him against Greinke.
Mm.
But I think I like him against a weird bullpen homer.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems like the kind of the most silent coming into this series. Mm. So I'm going to take Hicks. Two more games left, so you don't want to take
Hicks.
Aaron Hicks.
Those listening.
Two more games left, so you don't want to take any too many big hitters.
Sure.
And I think, I don't know, maybe like a reliever switches him to the right side for some dumb reason. Mm.
Brooks Raley.
And then, bam, home run. Hicks?
What?
To the, who's do you like better, Zach?
I think I like the, well, I'm going back and forth on it. I think I like Jake's picks this time, but only slightly better.
It's going to be May.
Yeah, they're both good picks.
Yeah. I like Judge a lot. Yeah. I wanted Judge, but I wanted felt Stanton a little more.
Good. Yeah. Great pick.
Kind of similar picks.
Great pick.
Similar
teams here. I think we've done this before.
All outfielders, kind of.
All outfielders, kind of.
Yeah.
Except Stan's not allowed to play the outfield.
A-O-F-K.
O-A-O-F-K. All outfielders. So you separated outfielders there.
If I told you how to abbreviate outfielders, how would you do it?
Well, outfielder is one word, right?
Yeah.
I asked the question.
So it'd be A-O-O. All outfielders only.
The last letter's kind of, so that's got to be K. So we're going to take that back.
Okay, A-O-K, which is awesome.
If I told you there to abbreviate outfielders, how would you do it?
Well, there's abbreviation for one word, and then there's building an acronym around three words.
I'm asking one question.
But that's not what you did.
That's fine. I'm asking one question.
It's like if I counted to five, and then you called me out, I'd be like, well, how would you count to three? That's kind of what you're doing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chat knows.
What do you think the over-under is?
Cat knows. Let's see. Herman Grankbaum. Locked and loaded at the stadium.
99.
Probably an 8.5, something like that. What you looking for?
My wedding ring.
Ooh.
I don't know where it could have went. I was going to say 8.5 as well. I think this is a classic situation where, like, well, we think the offense is going to do well because they're both kind of doing well right now. But we also think disbelieve or majorly believe in any party here.
Okay.
And I think the status quo line is 8.5.
Okay.
So I'm going to go, I was going to go 8.5 as well.
9 it is.
Zach? 8.5.
Bingo.
That was an easy one.
0.5 high every time. Herman Grank. A lot of emotions at the stadium. We love Granky.
Close your eyes and picture the final score, Zach. What do you have it as? 5-3?
I was going to say 6-3.
That's the over.
That's close.
And mine is the under.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's the rub, dude. That's
tough. That's why it's tough.
Shit. How could I drop something in a tiny room we're in and it's lost now?
It's a round.
I know,
definitely around.
But in fact, it's not an eyesight. It's weird.
A lot of obstructions.
What do you got, Jake? Do you have a lean here?
Let's see.
You got the under correct last game. You're 12-6.
I'll go under.
Under?
I'll go under.
Dude, I kind of like that. Like, I'm not going to bet against Cranky, teasing everyone.
Right.
I think I do like the under, but I'm not complete. If I could flip a coin, I would.
Okay.
I don't have a coin. I keep them in my cup holder in my car sometimes.
Sure.
Other times, I just put them in the tip jar. It's kind of where my coins go.
Two good coin places.
Yes.
Sure.
Zach has like a water jug full of coins. He
Zach,
lugs it around.
Is that true? You lug a. So let's just check.
Yes.
This.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
lug around a water jug filled with coins.
Yes.
I'm going to ask one question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever seen me with a water jug full of coins in the office?
I personally have not. That's why the statement seemed a little obtuse.
But you're never watching him come and go.
We walk home often. Yeah. It's delightful.
And you never noticed.
That is true. We do walk home together more than you and I have walked home. together.
So do you stash it somewhere outside the building then?
There's starting to become rumors that
it's like
that it's just not true.
I feel like there's a lot of stories being told about me right now.
Filled with coins.
Yeah.
Feels like we've busted a couple myths this episode.
Yeah.
Myth busted. I'm going to take the under as well. Yeah. I'm going to go with you on that.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we're hoping it's going to be like a nice, clean game with timely hitting. And I hope it is.
My deciding vote, because I was pretty close to the over.
Yeah.
Was both bullpens are fully rested. Everyone had an off day yesterday.
How's their bullpen doing? Like, who are their big bullpen pieces?
I mean, they try their hardest whenever they come in, which is really all you can ask.
You can ask for that, and you'd be within reason.
See, your guy, the Pirate Ryan Stanek, you might see him this series, Jim. Your
Ryan
boy.
Stanek's doing shit for them?
Yeah, Ryan Pressly, so the Ryan and Ryan.
And then Brandon.
Joe Smith getting hit around early.
Joseph Smith's an early settler name.
Big time.
So it looks like they've been using Brian Abreu as their sixth inning guy. So we might see him in the sixth inning. Ryan Stanek is their 7/8 inning guy. Ryan Stanek? Is he doing well?
Yeah, he is.
Bring that pirate into here.
Cube says the bullpen has been somewhat shaky this year.
Okay. Interesting.
Might get some Kent Emanuel.
Brooks Raley looks like an eighth inning guy a lot of the time. It's okay. Which one's Hicks going to take deep?
Brooks Raley. I said that before.
Ryan Pressly is the closer. Do you have a premonition? Do you think Chapman will come in to face Altuve in the ninth? Do you think the baseball gods are... The baseball gods are real, man.
Baseball.
Maybe it's not this game, but that will happen this series.
Do you have a premonition?
You know, I've been thinking about it a lot since you asked me a moment ago. And I think that Gio is going to make a play today. That gets put on the end of year highlight package. Like when they make the Yankees are going to the playoffs pump up highlight video and they do like the best, you know, you only choose, it's a short video. I think he makes a play today. Okay. I don't know what it is, but it's on there coming in bare hand, jump throw in the hole. I don't know.
Okay.
But I think Gio flashes like obviously you say I think Gio flashes some leather today, but I think it's like a big time play.
I see a bench player having an impact moment. So I see either Gardy making maybe like a diving catch, sliding catch late. It could also be Tyler Wade running the bases. And there's potential for a Gary pinch hit. I can't see it, but it's just like an aura around the bench. An energy.
Gary pinch run sack fly?
I wouldn't say Gary pinch run sack fly.
Higgy catches some allergies at third. They got to put Gary in, and he scores on the sack fly.
Higgy catches some allergies.
Yes. Nevin's wearing a cologne.
Mid-game.
Pungent cologne from Nevin. He's allergic.
Phil Nevin has a cologne scent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Strong.
Well, we met him. He didn't have a cologne scent, right?
No, but that's because he just came from the beach.
Oh, yeah.
In my head.
That guy said, Defa Wade.
Defa.
Defa.
So he thinks it's going to be Wade. Okay.
Defa. That's the show. Everything we said is very smart. You guys enjoyed your time.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find the bug song, and I can't find it. Oh, I found it. Okay. Bug song. See ya.
6 legs.